And now with continuing election coverage from Florida, our man in the field, Mr. Mike McDaniels.
That's right, Dave. We're here in Alger County, Florida, and we're talking to a professional vote counter. They've got several votes that they're still continuing to count right now, and we wanted to let you know exactly what's going on down here, what the process is, how the votes are actually being counted. So I'd like to go ahead and turn it over to our professional vote counter, Mr. Newt Trowell.
Well, it's pretty easy. We've got these cards here that they've given to us. Now, these cards normally go through what we call the voting device. And the voting device is where the voter will go in and they'll make their particular selection. And if you look at the card here, you'll notice that the card has some holes that are punched out of it. Can you see that? Those holes there indicate which way the particular person had voted. It's very sophisticated. We actually take a device that we like to call a stylus, and you can see that this has been engineered specifically for this purpose.
Well, that's a Bic pen, isn't it?
Yes. Yes, and that's what we call the stylus. Now here, if I take this particular card here, and I can show you how the stylus works, if I just get me one of the styluses here. Okay. Now the stylus, you see, would go into the voting machine, and you take it and you push, see, and it makes a indentation in the card, or what we like to call a hole. I notice these cards are a little different than some we've seen in some of the other counties, where on these cards there are no pre-perforated holes. That's right. We've taken care of the entire Chad issue, as there's actually no Chad whatsoever.
So the voter actually has to punch a hole directly into this card in order for the vote to count.
Well, that's what you would think, but as you can see, you notice that I have punched various holes in this card here using the stylus, and you'll notice that some of the holes make a deeper impression than the other holes. Now, this is where we come in as professional vote counters. What we do is we hold this card up to the light. Now, we use a 60-watt fluorescent. That's what's installed in here. And we hold the card up to the light, and by looking through the pattern, we're able to tell who the person voted for. For example, take this ballot here, and we hold this one up, and you can tell that these series of indentations very clearly resemble Vice President Al Gore. So that would be a vote for Al Gore. It doesn't look anything like Governor George Bush. So that's how we tell. Now,
yes,
I want you to see how this process works. So I'm going to take this piece of paper, and this is my ballot that I actually cast on election day, and I want to see if you could tell.
I
know you're not a professional or anything, so I want to see if you could tell who I voted for. So we'll hold it up right here and see if you can tell.
I don't know, but I may not be very good at this, but that looks just like Charo.
That's right. That's Charo, and that's who I voted for. And that's also see how we do our write-in candidates at the election time.
Well, thank you, Mr. Trowell, for that very educational explanation.
Oh, why, you're welcome.
And that's it, Dave. As you can see, this whole mysterious vote counting thing has been explained very clearly, and I think once the public sees how obvious and easy this is, they'll rest assured that all the vote counting is in good hands.
Hey, where are we putting the Gore votes? Over here, Newt. And how about Charo?